Hello, everyone, and welcome to Taryn's Take with me, Taryn Warden. I'm a senior here at Pacific Lutheran University, and I'm that one girl in your class that knows everything in pop culture you saw as headlines on your Facebook timeline. Taryn's Take is a recap show of all of those entertainment news stories, along with opinion and discussion on all those stories. So stay tuned to catch up on everything that you need to know in the world of celebrity, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Before we get started, I do want to remind you all that even more arts and culture stories, including things that happen here on campus, can be found at massmedia.plu.edu. Our past episodes of Taryn's Take are also available on the same website. Again, that's massmedia.plu.edu. And you can start telephoning that's a Lady Gaga reference in case you didn't get it. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Once again, that number is 253-535-7332. While this show could be considered shallow news or frivolous gossip or whatever you want to call it, we're here to give you an escape for at least 1 hour in your day to not take things so seriously. So we hope we can make you laugh, think about new things, and relax. By we, I mean myself, and I'm joined today by one of my favorite people in the entire world, my best friend, Eamon Thornton.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You excited?
Yeah. All right. We got some good stories to talk about.
We do. I'm Eamon. I've known Taryn for like 18 years. We met each other in preschool.
At two.
And ever since we've haven't had classes, but we've stayed close ever since.
Yeah. I mean, we've had our ups and downs, and we still do, but I would say, like, having a friend that you have for life is, like, one of the best things.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely.
Goals.
You have people that know you very well.
I say, I know you almost better than I know myself, but I love to ask this before we get into all the drama that's happened in the past 2 weeks. Besides Lady Gaga, because that's kind of our thing.
Right.
Who are you a fan of? I know one of them is Beyonce, who I've said I'm not a fan of before in the past, but I know you love her.
I definitely like Beyonce. I also love Miranda the Diamonds. I love Lana Del Rey. I don't know. I really like poppy music, but also different music. So, or anything that just seems very diva-ish, I guess. I don't know.
Say, I know you love some Christina.
Oh, yeah, Christina. Over. She was my favorite. I would take Christina over Britney any day. But now it's all kind of the same now. Gaga's on top.
I say, someone I wouldn't say I'm a fan of exactly, but I guess I would say fascinated with her antics. Mm-hmm. Like, every time I see something, I have to read it, and I have to know what happened. And we'll be discussing her lately, because she's gotten into some stuff lately. Azealia Banks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm fascinated with her. I don't know why, because, like, she's barely around in music.
Right.
But she does such crazy things all the time.
I'm pretty sure a lot of people know who Azealia Banks is, but...
Not from her music, though.
But probably know from a lot of the things that she's said to other people.
I wouldn't say I'm a fan of hers, but I'm definitely fascinated with her.
Yeah.
Like, Courtney Stodden, she was, like, 15 when she married the 50-year-old actor from Green Mile.
Oh, yeah.
I'm fascinated with that, too. I had to watch that on the Mothers and Daughters show.
Right.
But I wouldn't call myself a fan.
No, but it's just, like, to get in their mindset is really interesting to see, like, what they think and be in their not literally be in their shoes, but just kind of see their outlook on how they think that is.
Yeah. So, I know you don't dislike as many celebrities as I do. Mm-hmm. I have very strong opinions, but who do you dislike?
I don't know. I just dislike people that here's a recent one, a good example, the Chainsmokers. I know they had a feud with, like, Lady Gaga or anything, but people who take their power or their, I don't know, like,
they think that they're all that.
Right. It's not, I feel like that's abusing their image and seeing, like, these people look up to these people and, like, hope one day that they could be in their shoes, but them to portray all these other people and put people down. It's just very, I feel like it's very disrespectful.
So if you don't know, the Chainsmokers are the DJ group that have that song with Halsey called Closer right now. They publicly dissed Gaga's track A Perfect Illusion a few times, and then she tweeted them back and was like, maybe you'll like this song better. It's a different track from her new album. And then he tweeted that her aunt that died that she named the album after was being raped in hell, and he said all sorts of terrible things about her. So that's what we're talking about.
Right. And Halsey also stood by Lady Gaga and actually unfollowed the Chainsmokers from Twitter and everything after he called her like a bald-headed something bad. But she definitely stood with Gaga on that one and doesn't want any hate or anything to be going around, as it shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm. So before we get into the new story, the new stories that have happened since our last show, I do need to fill you in on what has developed with the stories that we've already talked about. Our main story last time we were here was Kim Kardashian's robbery in Paris. Obviously, huge story. She's held at gunpoint. She wasn't physically hurt by the thieves, but they made off with over $10 million in her jewelry, including her famous ring from Kanye.
Which I feel like that's so sad.
I know. Kim's assistant and her good friend, Stephanie Shepherd, I think they're childhood friends, she updated Kim's website after about 2 weeks of silence. It was a handwritten note that Kim was taking some much-needed time off. Kim then canceled a few of her upcoming appearances. Like, she had a makeup masterclass with her Makeup by Mario. That was supposed to be in Dubai, and now that's scheduled to be in January. And last time, me and Jared talked about how people were claiming that Kim faked the robbery as some sort of publicity stunt or insurance fraud or all these things. And Kim definitely responded to those accusations. Kim filed a libel lawsuit against the news site Media Takeout, which I've never heard of.
I've never heard of them.
For three stories suggesting that she faked the robbery. They ended up settling out of court. And Media Takeout posted a full retraction on their website, as well as removing all of the articles.
E! Also confirmed yesterday that production on Keeping Up with the Kardashians has resumed. After the robbery, production on the show stopped completely, and Kim has finally started to appear in public like Kanye's show this week, but it's still pretty rare that she's to be going out.
Kim also celebrated her 36th birthday last Friday, and basically for once it was a private celebration. The only thing that was posted was, like, from all of her family members. They posted, like, a bunch of throwback pictures and stuff like that. Kanye sent out a video he made of her childhood tapes, but Kim herself did not post anything, and she was not seen that day.
Right. Kim may not have posted anything, but she silently did return to social media. She unfollowed a bunch of people on Twitter, leaving only 106 people left, mainly close friends and family, a few super fans, and a few news sites.
We were also talking about Justin Bieber's European antics, you could call them, last time we were here, after he wore some cheap Halloween disguise or possibly drew on a goatee. I'm not exactly sure. So last week in Birmingham, the Biebs began going on a string of yelling at his fans. Between songs, he said to fans, quote, "Can you guys do me a favor? Can you guys just relax for about 2 seconds? I get it. But I'm like 2 feet away from you, and I can hear you. I appreciate all the love. It's amazing. But can you show it in a different way? Screaming is just so obnoxious."
Bieber went out to do shows in Manchester. At first, the first show, he tried to quiet his fans down, saying, "I don't mind cutting the BS because I don't need to talk. I'm just trying to engage. But if you guys don't want to do that, we can just play the music." And then we went straight into the song Purpose.
The next night in Manchester, Bieber waited for the crowd to be quiet, which they didn't do. Then he threw the mic to the ground, stormed off stage. A few minutes goes by, he returned, finished the show. He really, I guess, doesn't know how to cope. But I have a tip for you. If you're trying to get your fans to be quiet while you're talking, why don't you just talk louder? He has a mic in a stadium.
Right. But I'm pretty sure with all those screaming girls, it's a little harder to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, they were quieting down when he said, they just weren't silent. I mean, could just talk louder.
That's true, yeah. Or just like not resume the show or anything.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Oh my God. Well, I know you've been talking about Lindsay Lohan, and things have not quieted down for her, as even though she's maybe out of the spotlight. But Lindsay opened up a nightclub in Athens, Greece. Since the last show, her landlord is now threatening to take her to court for $95,000 owned in rent.
Lindsay's stepmom Kate Lohan, on the other hand, was arrested on Sunday for disorderly intoxication in Florida after Lindsay's father, Michael, wouldn't let her into the house. Now, I don't know if you know about her parents in the past, but they are, like, the absolute train wrecks.
Insane. They're crazy.
Yeah, and she's, like, cut them out of her life in and out before. But, so this thing with Michael Lohan really doesn't surprise me, but her stepmom, Kate, was charged with battery of a law enforcement officer after she attempted to throw a bag of ice, like, you know, when you go to Safeway?
Yeah.
She attempted to throw it in his face, and then she kicked the cop, like, as she was running by him. Not really an important story. I mean, it's not even related to Lindsay. She's living in Europe, and this is right in the States, in Florida, but I was just so fascinated.
But it's still interesting to see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of thing I enjoy.
Their family seems like a total wreck.
Sorry, Lindsay, but it's true.
And last, here's some good news. Kesha's medical records have been sealed by the judge of her case after Dr. Luke, her producer, was urging to get them released. Dr. Luke claimed they were necessary to the case, but the judge said the release would only further embarrass her, and she has patient doctor privilege.
Well, I'm actually really glad to see something finally going in Kesha's favor. We were talking about that last time. It seems like nothing is ever going for her. Like, it's always going against her.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very refreshing.
Finally, some good news for Kesha.
Yeah. Oh
my gosh.
Lady Gaga's new album, her first pop album in 3 years, is finally out. And we're celebrating all day here. When we come back, we'll be spilling all of the tea you need to know in music, television, feuds, and more. We'll also be breaking down Gaga's new album, Azealia Banks, like I said before, and some stuff on Taylor Swift. You're listening to Taryn's Take with Taryn Warden and Eamon Thornton on Loot Air Student Radio in Tacoma. This is AO from Lady Gaga's new album, Joanne. Welcome back to Taryn's Take with me, Taryn Warden, and my bestie, Eamon Thornton. We're taking your calls at any time throughout the show, so feel free to telephone us. I'll be the Lady Gaga and you can be the Beyonce. You can ask us about a story. You can tell us your opinion on a story. Fight me. I don't know. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Again, that number is 253-535-7332. Now let's spill this tea. It's time to catch up on everything that has happened in the world of celebrity since the last Taryn's Take, and we're going to give it to you rapid-fire style. Are you ready, Eamon?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, you want to take it away with our television and movie news.
All right, so first things first. With movies, the remake of the Rocky Horror Picture Show starring Laverne Cox premiered with 4.95 million viewers. A 59% loss from the last five musicals on Fox. Most of the ratings blame the flop on trying to make the show more TV-friendly and less punk. Lindsay Lohan posted a throwback from Mean Girls captioned, "Miss you all, sequel?" Some cast members, like Damien, tweeted they were down for a sequel, and an official musical is set to premiere in Washington, D.C. next year. Natalie Portman is starring as Jackie Kennedy in the new biopic. Jackie. She is the perfect match for Jackie O. She looks just like her, but this biopic is unlike the others as it follows the week after John F. Kennedy's assassination. It will be in theaters December 2nd.
My thing with that is, like, I didn't think she looked like Jackie O, but then, like, in the trailer, she looks identical.
Yeah. I mean, she probably has pretty good prosthetics or some makeup going on, you know, to make it pretty visual. And finally, Toy Story 4 has an official release date, June 21st, 2019. They're having another one come out.
Yeah.
I
don't think there's any report on what the storyline actually is.
I thought the last one was going to be the last one.
It's just, I guess, going to be, like, the same toys. Because he gave them away at the end of the third.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I know. I mean, I was bawling.
I know. Like, really? Right when I saw that Toy Story 4 was coming, I was thinking, okay, I'm going to be like 22 years old. And like, those kids better move. I'm getting in that theater.
I know. Childhood favorite. For television news, host Billy Bush said goodbye to his job on the Today Show after viewers threatened to boycott until he was gone. Billy Bush was the host with Donald Trump in his infamous groping video. The second season of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars is coming to an end tonight with a reunion. The winner has already been crowned. We won't spoil it for you, but we'll just say that the winner is who everyone thought would be the winner after the cast was announced. Which, I think we could all could guess who that was.
Yeah. And I have no problem with it.
Oh, no. I could have been happy with, like, three other people.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's all stars.
Actually,
so,
all
I mean,
of them.
Not anyone. Fifi.
Well, not Fifi, no. I mean, Fifi, great makeup, shitty attitude. I mean, bad attitude. American Crime Story, similar to American Horror Story. The show is also created by Ryan Murphy, but recreates true stories. They have been renewed for a third season after taking on the O.J. Simpson case and are set to take on the murder of Gianni Versace.
Which is something I could get into because I do love Versace, but I don't know. I'm not a big Ryan Murphy fan.
No, but I mean, Gianni Versace was the actual face of Versace, mm-hmm. or creator, and then Donatella did take it over. For those of you who don't know what Versace is or who he, the brand, he is the owner of it, and he was actually murdered in front of his house.
Back in the 90s, right?
Back in the, yeah, and his sister Donatella took it over, but the corporation was actually handed over to Donatella's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So just a little insight there. And last, this is crazy. Farrah Abraham and Amber Portwood from Teen Mom OG got in a physical fight on camera.
Wow. OG stands for Original Girls.
Original Girls, yeah.
Like
not
Teen Mom.
Not Original Gangster, sorry. It's Original Girls. They were in a physical fight on camera while filming the reunion for the last season. The incident took place after host Dr. Drew asked Farrah's boyfriend, Simon, about the comments he made off camera about Amber's boyfriend, Matt. Farrah defended Simon, saying Matt does look like a pedophile, and Amber stormed onto the stage yelling at Farrah. Farrah's dad stepped in, and an audience member reports her dad got thrown in the audience by Farrah, and then Farrah was yelling at Amber to hit her. Sounds pretty violent for just some words. Amber went to punch her in the face, but missed before they got the situation under control.
I'm sorry to say it. Maybe not sorry, not really. I can't wait to watch that fight on the Teen Mom OG reunion.
No, that sounds actually kind of exciting. I mean, that seems kind of ridiculous for the just word calling.
Yeah.
To get that
That's
far.
That's why I'm interested to see like how it goes down, because right now it's just like people that were there saying what happened.
Yeah. For I mean, all right.
So for music news, I want to start out with Kanye West, because every time that we come on here, we have a lot to say on him because he's always stirring up something. So, first, Kanye continued to use his speaking time at his St. Pablo tour to stir drama. First, he started his feud with Kid Cudi that we talked about before, but now Kanye has started a fight between him and Jay-Z. And this is actually right here in Seattle, so I thought this was really interesting.
Oh, really?
Kanye was talking about why there would never be a Watch the Throne Part 2, which is like his song he did. It was like him, Jay-Z, Drake, all these people.
Okay.
He was talking about how it's the whole, like, Tidal versus Apple Music kind of thing that's going on. And he was talking about, like, percentages of songs, you know, like, divvying up pay and stuff.
Right.
And then he added, because Jay-Z owns Tidal, he started that.
Right.
Kanye ended, like, that rant by adding that their children have never even played together. So,
oh, wow.
Sources now say Jay-Z actually can't stand Kanye all this time, but that is going to be developing, and I'll give it to you as it goes. After his Seattle show, Kanye spoke on stage in Oakland that he will boycott the Grammys if Frank Ocean doesn't receive nominations for his two recent albums, which were Blonde and Endless. Those were pretty recent.
Yeah.
Because reports came out that his albums were not even entered into the, like, to be considered list. Kanye then, but...
What? Well, why not?
That could... I heard that it was, like, Frank Ocean's team didn't want them to be sent in. So, I don't know. Maybe Kanye didn't need to be mad because...
It wasn't, if like, it was, under... It wasn't, like, his control.
Yeah, if he chose not to submit them, then there's nothing to be mad about. But Kanye decided to bring our girl, Lady Gaga, into it.
Oh.
And described how the Grammys bent the rules for her back in 2010... And was saying, like, why can't they just do that again for Frank?
Right.
So, in 2010, Gaga was nominated 5 times in that show, including Best New Artist.
Mm-hmm.
But The Fame, her debut album, was actually released in October 2008. And they wanted her to open the show, so they kind of bent some rules and stuff, because The Fame Monster came out in 2009.
Right.
So they tried to include that as one thing to get her into the 2010 awards. And Kanye ended by telling the Grammys to come, quote, holla at ye.
Jeez.
Speaking of Kanye West, Ray J, who made the infamous Kim Kardashian sex tape, finally responded to the music video for Kanye's track Famous. which featured a bunch of celebrities naked in one bed, and Ray J was right next to Kim in the video.
It's about time.
So his response features Chris Brown. It's a track that he's also calling famous. It's supposed to be from his upcoming album that he's calling Redemption.
Okay. All right.
Clever choice, I guess. And that's supposed to be released this Monday, 31st.
Of this month, October.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll be looking for it.
Taylor Swift performed for the first time this entire year at the U.S. Grand Prix. And in that performance, she performed Calvin Harris's song with Rihanna, This Is What You Came For. So Calvin Harris is her ex-boyfriend, and Taylor was revealed to be the co-writer of that song under a pseudonym this summer. Oh. She also had deposition for court this week, but we'll be getting into that in just a little bit, so make sure to stay tuned. Drake released 4 new tracks and announced a full album called More Life, The Playlist, which will be out in December. When explaining the album, Drake said, quote, I want to give you a collection of songs that become the soundtrack of your life, which is how he got the name. Mm-hmm. Eminem announced he's working on his 9th album after a 3-year break. He released an 8-minute diss track to Donald Trump titled Campaign Speech. It's basically like awesome. Freestyle, acapella-ish.
Uh-huh.
And reports leaked that the album, titled Success, mm-hmm. will be out in January. Also be on the lookout for a collaboration with Adele, who was spotted at the studio.
I mean, that could work.
It could work.
I mean, I won't be totally down for it, but I mean, like, I'll be listening.
Adele also collaborated with Bruno Mars on his new album 24K Magic, which is set for a November release. Bruno Mars opened up about working with Adele in a recent interview, I think yesterday, saying that she was a diva. But he did say she was a diva in a good way. He's talking about how she really took the reins when they got into the studio and made sure it was something that she liked and that she would actually be proud of.
Mm-hmm.
So
he had
nothing but praise for her.
Good.
We talked about a present hip-hop feud earlier, but now it's time to take it back. Old school, when hip-hop was getting going, Suge Knight has filed a lawsuit against Dr. Dre for hiring a hitman to kill him. Now, if you don't remember...
What kind of evidence?
I'm not sure there is any evidence.
Okay.
But if you don't remember, Suge Knight is in jail right now for a hit and run caught on surveillance where he, like, ran over some guys and took off.
Just in the middle of the street?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, he alleged that Dr. Dre hired the hit in August of 2014 and again in January of 2015, and the fear of the hitman is why he ran over those guys and took off. I feel like he might just be trying to cover himself now. But Dr. Dre's team added that Dr. Dre and Suge Knight have had, quote, zero interactions since 1996. So they don't seem worried about the accusations at all.
Right.
Madonna has been announced to be Billboard's 2016 Woman of the Year. Lady Gaga got the award last year and was pressed during a Beats One interview about being compared to Madonna. I'm going to play you what she had to say about that, because it did start tearing up the internet a little bit. So this is Gaga's response.
She's a nice lady. And she's had a fantastic, huge career. She's the biggest pop star of all time.
Mm-hmm.
But I play a lot of instruments. I write all my own music. I spend hours and hours a day in the studio. I'm a producer. I'm a writer. What I do is different.
So what do you think about that?
I mean, no, I don't want any drama to start or anything mm-hmm. again, you know, but I know Madonna plays guitar. Gaga plays guitar now, but plays piano.
Yeah.
And has been practicing guitar and everything. I respect them both as artists. Yes, they have some similarities. And of course, Madonna was influenced by some people, by her upbringing, and mm-hmm. created her own risks. And Gaga has been also the same thing. You know, they all create their own risks. They are on their own people. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think the bashing just needs to stop. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't think it was that hardcore of her. I mean, she way harder, but there's been like subtle shade between her and Madonna for years,
right?
Years now,
where they get along, like they've been pictured together yeah. and like getting along at the Met Gala,
yeah.
but other than that,
I was just actually glad to see Gaga really put her foot down.
Yeah.
And be like, okay, yes, I know what you're talking about, right. But I'm not Madonna.
Like in another interview in the past where she's like, I have my own throne. She has her own throne. I'm not trying to get anybody else's throne.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm just creating my own.
So I really like that.
Yeah.
Seattle's own Macklemore and Ryan Lewis released a new track and a music video that wasn't from their new album, so I'm not really sure if it's going to be a thing on its own or if it's going to later be from an album. It's called Drug Dealer. After Macklemore worked with MTV and Obama on ending prescription drug abuse, the track, like the chorus, it talks about my drug dealer was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually really catchy. And the video, like Macklemore is going through withdrawals because he's talked about publicly his own struggles with sobriety.
Right.
So it was pretty interesting. If you have time, I would say actually watch that. And finally, Miley Cyrus, speaking of drugs, was performing Frank Sinatra's My Way in tribute to Bill Murray at the Kennedy Center Honors, but she flubbed the words and told the audience, quote, sorry guys, I got too stoned. I smoked too much and forgot.
how great, Miley. At least she's being truthful. Though,
yeah, you know? At least she owned up to it.
At least she's not trying to sugarcoat it.
So what do you have for baby news?
Well, this is exciting. Our Seahawks quarterback announced he and Sierra are expecting their first child together on Tuesday, which was Sierra's 31st birthday. And this is Russell Wilson, by the way, you guys. So Russell Wilson is expecting a newborn with him and his wife, Sierra.
So there was actually a lot of backlash that came out of this. It was so odd to me. But, like, all these people online were like, I can't believe Sierra's having a baby right after she got married. It's like, but she's doing the right thing.
Right.
This time, and they were like, well, she already has a kid with Future.
Well, I think the backlash unfounded. Could be, like, Russell Wilson saying he was going to be pure and everything till marriage. So I think that now that he's actually married, he was, like, excited just to...
Yeah,
get it all going, yeah. I guess.
I mean, they've been married for 5 months, though, so, like, I thought it was kind of stupid.
Yeah, but they've been together for, like, what, almost two years? Yeah, okay. It's not even that bad.
Yeah.
Nev Schulman, the guy on MTV's Catfish show, welcomed his first daughter, named Cleo James, with his fiancée, Laura Perlongo. Kerry Washington gave birth to her second son, named Caleb, with her new husband, her husband, Namdi?
Not sure about the pronunciation
on that, but we'll go for Namdi. DJ Khaled, the guy from Snapchat, always talking about The Key, and his fiance Nicole Tuck welcomed their first baby boy. Oddly, though, DJ Khaled recorded basically the whole thing on Snapchat for the 10-hour delivery. His own album, Major Key, could be heard playing in the hospital. And Olivia, what was that?
Kind of ridiculous.
I think that's a great welcome into the world, right? And Olivia Wilde and Jason Sudeikis had their second child, a daughter named Daisy Josephine. The couple have a 2-year-old son, Otis, as well.
In relationship news, there's been a lot more makeups than breakups since our last show. Last time we were here, we talked about Drake and Rihanna's breakup. He was then spotted with model India Love. And now it's been revealed that India's ex, Cliff Dixon, supposedly cheated on her with Rihanna. So we got a major love triangle, love square going on. A
lot of people going on.
Rihanna then posted on Instagram a quote saying, quote, none of my exes are married or in happy relationships, so it's safe to say that I wasn't a problem, LOL.
Wow. Which,
it was really funny.
So, I mean, she fessed up to it, but
Adele was showered with handwritten love notes at her concert to celebrate her anniversary with Simon Konecki, and they have a son together. The confetti at her show was replaced with tiny love notes. Like, people posted them on Twitter, and it was really cute. And they were actually all handwritten.
Oh, that is awesome.
It was thousands. So, like, this guy has been working so long.
So long on that, yeah.
It was really cute. Hilary Duff revealed she's in a relationship with Jason Walsh, who is a personal trainer. Meghan Trainor confirmed she's dating Daryl Sebark, who... If you don't recognize the name, he was the ginger boy in the Spy Kids franchise.
Oh, yeah. And he's also Machete Kills.
Yeah. And Khloe Kardashian is reportedly exclusive with Tristan Thompson, who is a basketball player for the Cleveland Cavaliers.
So what happened to Lamar?
Exactly. They've been a rumored couple, like, for a while now. He's been appearing, like, on her Snapchat and stuff. But that puts her in a bad spot because they allegedly met at Kevin Hart's wedding this summer while Tristan was there with his pregnant girlfriend. and they're still expecting a child together right now.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, yeah, things happen, but I guess if he's, that makes him happy, it makes him happy.
And then this was the most interesting relationship news of the past 2 weeks to me, because I love him. Zayn Malik's ex-fiance Perry Edwards opened up about their breakup and what exactly happened while promoting her group's new track, Shout Out to My Ex.
Oh.
Perry revealed Zayn called off their engagement with a, quote, simple text while she was at the airport. She then described their phone call at the airport right after the text, where she was, quote, like a possessed woman possessed. Perry later revealed that she was actually left homeless after the breakup because she had moved in with Zayn and she couldn't find a place to rent because of her dogs in the States, because they're actually from UK.
Right.
But then they talked about, like, her family and the girls in the group Little Mix had her back. So it all worked out.
That's so sad. I can't believe he broke up with her over a text message.
Well, and Zayn has a book coming out in like a few days.
Oh, wow.
And he's supposedly going to reveal his side of the story.
About all this.
So next time we're here, I'll have that for you guys. Now, Amy, would you like to share the honors with me of breaking down the bizarre stories that we have that don't really fit into a category? I don't have a name for this, but I'm racking my brain to come up with something. It's just like the other things.
Like just the outsider, you know, not the really important stuff, but still kind of important, right?
Yeah, or stuff that's just bizarre.
All right. So first up, Gigi Hadid and Kendall Jenner appeared in the new issue of W Magazine with a major Photoshop fail. Their knees were gone, so they just had bare shins all the way up or bare thigh.
It looked really terrible.
I gotta see a picture of this. This sounds so bad.
Disney's Bella Thorne made her Playboy debut.
I heard of that.
Playboy is a different magazine now. They announced earlier this year that they would no longer have nudity. But for a former Disney star, it was pretty surprising.
Right. And especially since she just broke up with her boyfriend of like 2 years or like a year and then came out as bi. So it's very interesting. Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame has been straight up destroyed after it was vandalized nearly every day since he announced his campaign.
Mind you, his line where he was calling Mexicans rapist was during the announcement speech.
Right.
For his campaign. So literally since that day.
Yeah.
It's been vandalized.
Perfect. Someone posed as a construction worker, roped off the area, and destroyed the star with a sledgehammer. Which, that's kind of interesting.
I would have loved to have been witnessing that. It'd be so crazy.
I mean, there's like videos of it being destroyed. Yeah. Do you think that guy that was like slamming it or anything is the actual guy?
I think so. But I mean, like, can you imagine being there, seeing that? It'd be awesome.
I would.
Eminem announced, M&M's, not the rapper Eminem like we were talking before. They announced their new flavor, which will be caramel-filled candies dropping in May of next year.
Come on, why not Christmas?
Why not sooner?
I know, that sounds so good. Kylie Jenner was in a hot water for her Snapchat story when she helped Northwest, the daughter of Kim and Kanye, put on lipstick from Kylie's collection. It really wasn't a big deal. Kids play with makeup all the time, but people were looking to come for her. I think it more so because these big girl matte lipsticks are like for older girls and like to be putting it on a toddler.
I guess. I mean, but they were just like playing around. It was at a birthday party. Yeah. It wasn't like she was like, oh yeah, let me put this on you so that we can go like be in front of paparazzi or something.
Right. And she did joke about it on her Snapchat about being like, don't tell anyone else that you got these from Auntie. So.
Black China, I like to call her Angela Kardashian because she's engaged to Rob Kardashian, bought herself a push present, which is something stars in Hollywood seem to do now as a reward for having a kid. She bought a Rolls Royce. The thing is, she actually hasn't even given birth yet.
When does she due for give birth? Like this month or next month?
I think she's like, due right about now.
Right about now?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I'm sounding like that's when it lines up.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Sherman of the Seattle Seahawks attended a press conference in a full Harry Potter costume. I think he just takes these things as like so sarcastic now. Yeah. He does not even care.
I mean, Halloween's coming up, I guess, but
he's really in the spirit then.
And this is not good news. Said last time, I don't know what is going on with all these celebrity attacks, but it's got to stop. Supermodel Miranda Kerr, who I like loved in middle school. She's so beautiful.
Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was not home at the time, but an Australian man climbed the fence of her Malibu home. He was caught by her security guard, and the intruder stabbed her security in the eye.
Oh, my Lord.
Her security did manage to shoot him down so that police could catch him. And then they were both taken to the hospital. No life-threatening injuries. But the man is now being charged with assault with a deadly weapon and mayhem.
Oh, wow. That's pretty crazy, just for a model. When we come back, we'll be discussing everything on our favorite Lady Gaga's new album, Azealia Banks' latest craziness, and Taylor Swift going to court. You're listening to Taryn's Take with Taryn Warren and me, Eamon Thornton, on Loot Air Studio Radio. And this is another track off of Joanne by Lady Gaga, Hey Girl, with one of my favorites, Florence Welch.
Man, I love this album. You just heard another track off of Lady Gaga's new album, Joanne. It's out now everywhere. I know I've already gotten so many copies.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to be breaking down everything about that new album now, as well as discussing how we feel about it as diehard little monsters since the beginning of Gaga's career. This is Taryn's Take with Taryn Warden and Eamon Thornton on Loot Air Student Radio. Again, if you want to call us, I promise that we'll answer. The number to call is 253-535-7332. Again, that number to call is 253-535-7332. I also do want to let you know we have a surprise guest.
Hey.
Jared Martin, who was on the last episode of Taryn's Take, is back to sit in on a talk about Joanne. Since we're all diehard monsters, that's how we know each other.
True. Good afternoon.
Okay, so to start, if you haven't heard the album yet, I suggest that you do, but it is not really like any of her stuff that she's done before.
No.
So if you weren't a fan of her in the past, like if the meat dress and the disco stick and everything kind of made you go, oh gosh, I don't know about this, try this new album. It's very...
It's very simple.
Yeah.
It's very laid back.
A lot of people say, like, it's the authentic. But I don't think that she wasn't authentic before. It's just more...
mainstream.
There's less yeah. production. Yeah. Like, it's not as big on, like, heavy dance beats like Fame Monster was. So it's...
But you still got those little, like, rock.
Yeah, there's still dance songs. And right. they're all catchy. But it's not the same kind of dance hits that she had before.
Right. They're not as... mainstream, like Jared.
Yeah, it's not as edgy.
Right. Yeah. I would say, though, like, it's still different than what everyone else is putting out.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's still Gaga in that way where a lot of people, if they're going to bash it now in, like, a year when everyone else is putting out the exact same music, they're going to pretend that they didn't bash on her for it then.
Yeah. Very, very true.
Okay. So, Jared, what did you think of the album, like, initially?
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little slower than I expected, but mm-hmm. I didn't mind it. I mean, overall, I'm completely blown away.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with anything she releases.
Yeah.
You know.
It's all great. Whether it's fast, slow.
Country.
Country, jazz. Whatever. We all love it.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, this album, I mean, a lot of people kept calling it like a country album. I wouldn't exactly go as far as, like, country, but it's definitely got, like, some folk influence yeah. in it, which is very different than what she's done, and it's very different than what everyone else
well,
is doing.
Well, I think
doing.
That's from, like, when she worked with Beck.
Yeah.
You know, he had his songs are like that, and so I think, like, she took that mm-hmm. from him.
They have a track together called Dancing in Circles. I'd play it for
it
you, but I'd probably get in trouble, so listen to that one.
Listen to that one. It's very, it's a lot more poppy than the other ones,
yeah.
definitely, and a little more fast-paced. It's great.
Uh-huh. Well, the New York Times, they put out a review of the album, and she's also on the cover of their magazine right mm-hmm. now at the same time. But this review basically was saying Art Pop, the album before, was so bad that this doesn't make up for it.
Right.
But...
how do you feel about that?
My thing is... if you're going to do a review of something, you kind of have to take that as its own entity.
Right.
I mean, I can't forget the things that Gaga's done in the past. That music is what shaped all three of us. That is everything to us. That, especially
yeah.
like the Born This Way album, that is probably the most perfect album I've ever heard in my whole life.
Right. But Perfect Illusion is its own review, and like Art Pop as its own review.
Yeah.
It was just like all of our other.
So I can't forget that that thing happened.
Right.
But I'm not going to judge this album being like, oh my gosh, I wish I had Bad Romance again. Which like tons of people online were like, this doesn't sound like Just Dance. What is this? But.
Nothing's going to be those old songs.
Yeah.
Those are their own songs and old time.
The only thing about like her past work that makes this album stand out is because it is so different. So, I mean, you can bring that into it and be like, the Fame was very dancey. Fame Monster was like dark dancey. Born This Way was more alternative, but it was still like all the songs were more upbeat.
Preaching for love.
Catchy.
Yeah. Equality.
Love. Art Pop was a very like fast paced album.
Right.
And so then this album stands out compared to those.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the album as its own thing, and it all goes together. The last album that the New York Times was ripping on,
Art Pop,
they all kind of switched genres, which is what she was going for at the time.
Experimental.
Yeah, and she was kind of diving into all these different genres. This time, it all goes together as one piece. When you listen to it from top to bottom, like, you can tell that's the way it's supposed to be heard.
Right. It's very, it's kind of like giving you an intro with Diamond Heart. Mm-hmm. And then Ayo's like this kick in the face to like all the haters and everything. And then you got Joanne, which is the still showing track. That like this album is really personal, close to me. And then you get into the middle and it's just kind of like poppy and like rock. She's like, that's still my core. But then at the end, it starts to get slower and heartfelt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it definitely tells a story. Just like all her albums. Mm-hmm. I think this story's just something we weren't expecting almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think everyone kind of was looking for another electronic pop album.
Yeah.
And then when she put this out, we were all kind of like set back. As we listened to it, we were all kind of like, you know, this is actually.
I would say another thing on that is we all kind of were expecting it to be more dancey than it was, especially with Perfect Illusion being the lead single. Then when Million Reasons came out as the promo single, which is like the stripped back ballad. And we were kind of like, okay, maybe this album isn't going to be what we thought it was going to be. But I think that she played it out perfectly because if you think back, like, the youngest fans when she got started, I was 12 years old at the first Gaga show. Never even heard of her. I had tickets to the show. I went.
Seventh grade, you guys. Seventh grade.
Very young.
The three of us were literally sixth children grade for Jared. Still. We're literally still children.
Right.
And so it's been 8 years now. I was 12 years old. I'm 20 now.
That is
if
crazy.
She was making the same album over and over and over again,
we get sick of
I would probably have grown out of her.
Yeah.
But, like, the music has matured as the fan base has matured. Because even the fans that were younger than me, let's say they were 10. Because there was some, like, really young... There was one really young girl at that show.
Yeah. The she girl with the unicorn in her hand. I remember her. Yeah.
They were, like, 10, maybe. Even now, they're going to be 18.
Yeah, that's true.
So... The music has definitely grown as we've grown. And all the people that are like, I want Bad Romance again. I want Bad Romance. If your artist never evolves at all, then you know they're either not being true to themselves or they're not making any of their own work. And they're probably going insane.
Yeah. Like how Run the World took how many people? Like 10 people to make that song.
Yeah. Beyonce?
Who? Beyonce's Run the World.
Run the World girls took girls. Six writers.
Took six writers. And I'm like, come on.
And then Gaga's tracks on this album. I think the most writers credited is, what, three? It's like her, Mark, and then like a collaborator.
Right. Yeah. So like, she made it in 10 minutes.
So like the song with Florence and the Machine is like her, Florence, Mark.
Right. Florence Welch.
And I think that those tracks are all way better than Run the World.
Yeah.
I mean... Run the World is very mainstream to, like, the audience played on their radio.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how Beyonce gets her gathering, because all these people are working on it, and they're like, no, this is what's going to catch people's ears. But Gaga doesn't really care for radio. Mm-hmm. I mean, she does and she doesn't, I feel.
She doesn't put out music because she, you know...
Wants to be on the radio.
Yeah, she's not trying music. To appeal to people. She's not trying to appeal to a certain group.
Appealing to her fans, the people that understand her and stand by her. And that.
But even with that... She could put out something terrible, and the three of us, I know, would stand by that record, and we would go to the shows, and we would defend her, because it's it's not about the music anymore,
no.
at all.
It's more of,
it's about her.
The role model.
It's about the atmosphere she creates.
Yeah.
It's
there is
safe,
nothing like going
fun,
to a Gaga show.
Exciting. adrenaline rush.
She could put out anything and like I would be there, but I will still say like if I didn't like it.
Right.
Like Cheek to Cheek, the jazz album. Yeah, I appreciated it and I really loved how she got to express how good she is vocally, because a lot of people didn't know that because they hadn't really delved into her work.
Especially like, during the Sound of the Music.
Yeah.
At the Grammys.
But that was not my favorite show. And I'm willing to say that. Oscars. And say, I loved the Cheek to Cheek album, but I would not put that in my top five at all.
No.
You but know. I did appreciate it and I loved it. And so I'm not afraid to say if I don't agree with her on things, but I will stand by her to the day I die because of what she has done for me and for us as like young kids growing up and everything.
Yeah, I think it's completely normal to disagree
with
some of the stuff because that, you know, no matter how much you love someone, you're going to disagree on something.
Yeah. I would say, but this album has really weeded out the fans.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were like, I don't understand. This is supposed to be the authentic album, but she said that what she was doing in the past was her. But in that New York Times video that went along with the magazine cover, she was saying, I don't know if it's a woman thing, but like when you get to 30, you realize that you are enough.
Yeah.
So I think she doesn't feel this need to have all this heavy production and stuff. And she also was saying, like, I took time off, and the Fame Monster, the meat dress, everything was my way of expressing how I felt at the time, which was complicated feelings. And then she was saying now, like, she doesn't have that anymore, so this is how she is right now. I don't think any of it before was fake, or what she's doing now is fake, like a lot of fans were trying to say. I think, like, as I was saying, as we've grown up, she's grown up too.
She's just more stripped down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if Cheek to Cheek did not filter out the fan base, this album certainly did.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to...
Cheek to Cheek, everyone was just excited that she was going on tour so quickly.
Yeah.
So after the other one.
We're going to be moving on now to Azealia Banks. If you don't know her, which she has not been very successful with music, she is a female rapper who has caused quite a scene in the past. I can remember one of her first outbursts. She was going off on Perez Hilton on Twitter, and Eamon was sleeping over at my place, and we were laying there watching it unfold live, like, on Twitter. She was talking about using gay slurs and how ugly his children were.
I mean, his children are not attractive.
But you can't bring that.
You can't bring that. You know, I'm not the most perfect person in the world, but that child... I'm sorry. Not okay. Something's wrong. But her recent actions started back in May. She had tried to put post-similarities in his new music video to some of her work, which Zayn called a reach. She then went crazy on him, tweeting racist stuff about him since he is half Pakistanian.
I'm not sure how to pronounce that again. But, like, his dad is from Pakistan and his mom is from UK.
I don't think that's right. But anyways, in some weird gay digs, her account was eventually suspended.
Well, she finally put out a public apology letter to Zayn. It was like this typed up post, and she was talking about how sorry she was for everything she said and how the fight taught her that she needs to take accountability for her actions.
Oh, well, good. Zayn fans actually leaked her personal phone number on our friend Julie, and our friend Julia FaceTimed her right after it was leaked. And if you don't believe us, she caught it on video.
Yeah, Azealia Banks did answer.
She did answer, and she was taking it as a joke for a while, but she ended up blocking the phone number and everything.
Yeah, and she ended up changing her number.
Yeah.
Well, Azealia is now in the news for filing a police report against actor Russell Crowe. She claims
that... What is that about?
I'll tell you.
All right.
She claims that they got into a fight at the Beverly Hills Hotel Sunday night. They were both there for like this small meeting between Wu-Tang Clan rapper RZA, who directed a 2012 film with Russell.
Okay. And
according to TMZ, Azealia was laughing at his music from a playlist that he had made for the meeting and then went into a rant about boring white men.
Huh. All right. Russell Crowe's teams claim she went off on the rails and threatened to break a glass and use it to cut other dinner party guests in a Blockbuster-style bloodbath after ranting about white men.
His team actually used the words Tarantino-style bloodbath.
Oh, my gosh.
But Azealia is telling a very different story. She claims Russell Crowe called her the N-word, choked her, threw stuff at her, and spit on her. Police are now investigating, so we'll see what happens. And she has vowed to have some kind of lawsuit charges going.
Really? She's going to stay true to that?
Well, she hasn't really followed through with much of her stuff, so I'm not sure about that.
That seems a little crazy. I mean, I'm not taking sides, but both sides sound ridiculous. As we mentioned before, Taylor Swift is going to court and did her deposition this week.
Yeah, so a deposition is before you go to actual trial, you have to, like, it's basically an interview with the attorneys and stuff and say, like, what happened. And then when you're in court, they'll be like, in your deposition, you said this.
In your story, you said this, and this is what happened. So don't try to change it, Casey Anthony.
Taylor Swift suing people has basically become, like, an online joke. I mean, like, people always joke about that, like, she's going to sue people because she, like, pulled her music from Spotify and stuff like that. But this time, it is not a joke. With everything going on with Trump right now, I thought this was really important. I'm not a fan of Taylor Swift, and I've talked about that before on the show, but I did want to mention it because David Mueller, who's a radio host and DJ in Denver, filed a lawsuit against Taylor Swift saying she made up groping allegations against him that got him fired.
Oh, really?
Taylor Swift fought back, countersuing him for the actual assault of groping her under her skirt that he says she made up.
Her deposition was released, and she describes David Mueller reaching up her skirt during meet and greet photos as completely intentional. I've never been so sure of anything in my life. Quote. That's quote unquote. She added that, quote unquote, a meet and greet is supposed to be a situation where you're thanking people for coming. You're supposed to be welcoming people into your home, which is the arena for that day. And for someone to violate the hospitality in that way, I was completely stunned, quote unquote.
Taylor also spoke about her feelings immediately after he grabbed her, like Donald Trump likes to do. She said she was, quote, frantic, distressed, feeling violated in a way I have never experienced before. So now that the depositions have been done, we'll see how the case progresses. They'll either go to court or they'll have some kind of agreement. I'm hoping he goes to court.
I mean, in all of her career, I don't think she's ever made up anything besides her ex-boyfriends. But, like, but for this to come out, I think this, I mean, I would stand by her.
Mm-hmm. I had a really hard time picking which tracks off of Joanne by Lady Gaga to play you guys, but this was the easiest one for me to pick. It's one of my favorites. We're playing John Wayne, and when we come back, we're telling you guys about the time that we actually got to meet the one, the only Lady Gaga. This is Taryn's Take on Loot Air Student Radio with Taryn Warden and Eamon Thornton, and I do want to give a big thank you to my friend Jared for joining us.
I just love a cowboy, you know, I'm just like, I know it's bad, but I'm just like, can I just hang off the back of your horse, and can you go a little faster?
All right, we're back. I'm Eamon Thornton, and you're listening to Taryn's Take with me and Taryn Warden on Loot Air Student Radio. We've been celebrating the release of Lady Gaga's new album, Joanne, all day, so we thought it was only fitting we tell you the story of when we finally got to really meet Lady Gaga. Finally!
You mean the greatest moment of my life?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Okay, it so some background on this. Like I said before, I went to Lady Gaga's show, her first tour. It was like the third tour date she's ever had. Showbox Soto, $20 a ticket. I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
At that moment, I was like, oh my God, this is the greatest performance I've ever seen in my whole life.
Yep.
So then we go, that's in middle school.
It's in middle school. And I went to the next show, the Monster Ball, which you didn't go to. So we, Taryn and I have both not been to one of Lady Gaga's shows. Taryn went to their first tour.
But I missed the second one.
But she missed the second one. And I ended up going to the second one, which went, so the transition, mind you, is from when Taryn saw Gaga, that was at Showbox Soto, which is like a little 500 people, not even maybe, venue. And when I saw her, she sold out the Tacoma Dome. So that was just within a year.
Yeah.
Or like a year and a half.
So middle school, we didn't have any classes together, me and Eamon. So we didn't really see each other very much. So then we went into high school. We had all these classes together. And everyone was like, oh, Taryn, do you like Gaga because Eamon likes Gaga? Or like, does Eamon like Gaga because you did? And I was like, actually, it
which just happened to work out that
way. We both kind of came to her as our, like, on our own.
Right.
And it worked out. So then we went to, like, all the other shows together. So she was doing the album with Tony Bennett, which was a jazz album.
Right.
And they announced a tour, but they were only doing...
This was technically her, like, fifth tour?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you count, like, the Monster Ball 2.0 or whatever.
What did they announce? 25 dates? Something like that?
Something like that. A very small...
Yeah, or 25 cities.
Well, in the U.S., and then she went...
No, not even in the U.S. I think it was like 25 total.
No, because she also had like some in Europe.
Yeah, and then they skipped all of Asia. They skipped Australia.
Yeah, but they went to like the Bahamas.
Yeah. So they started announcing all these tour dates, and we know when they said they were only doing a little bit of dates, Seattle was not going to be included.
Oh, no. Well, we were hoping.
We hoped it would, but we knew it wouldn't.
Right.
Or at least I did. So they announced some dates. We see Hollywood Bowl, and we're like, oh, my gosh, that's the closest thing that we've gotten. You want to go? Basically, on a whim, bought these tickets, and then we were like, we have 6 months to figure out how we're getting to California.
But then she also released that they're coming to Vancouver, Canada, and that's
3 hours away.
Like some odd, like what, five less than 500 miles?
Oh yeah, it's like
300?
160.
Is it 160?
It's just the border that takes forever to cross.
Okay.
So we were like, we're going to that.
Oh yeah.
So
we went to 4 shows altogether. Well,
more like 5 because like Hollywood Bowl had 2, but we only went into 1.
Right.
So. We're like, we're going to Canada. We're doing this. We
went to both shows.
Yeah.
And so the first night.
It was 2 days after school got out here.
Right.
2015. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is my treat to myself for getting it through the year. And I told everyone in class, I was like, by June 1st, you'll see a picture of me with Gaga. And they were like, really? And I was like, I'm not kidding. This is going to be the time that this finally happens.
It finally works out.
So.
And it did.
We got there really early in the day. We got there at like, what, 1 or 2?
And our friend Jared, who was just on here earlier, his family.
Was all there.
I think Jesus helped us.
Because yeah.
They're just awesome people.
So we get there really early and we're like hanging out with the House of Gaga and like the bandmates and stuff. And while we're there, we see Gaga's car sneak in behind us through this parking garage instead of at the main doors where like everyone else had gone in.
Right.
So the small group of us that was there had that insider info. After the show, we're waiting out there, and there's all this commotion going on at the main doors, like the back.
The main exit doors
is
where Tony Bennett came out.
Yeah, he comes out. I thought it was going to be Gaga. I start literally like crying. I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to be walk right past me. There's too many people here.
But then we noticed.
He gets in the car.
He got in the car, but we noticed that
her car
wasn't there.
Yeah.
So we went over to the parking garage.
Went into the garage, got kicked out by security. So we stood at the edge of the parking garage.
First we waited over at the exit, but that was like, there's no way she's coming out of the exit.
We all noticed that her car was not there. We didn't say a word to each other. We all literally just looked at each other and took off to the parking garage.
Yep.
There's only like a few other kids that knew that had been there with us in the beginning of the day.
Like all day.
Yeah.
I'm telling you people, like all day.
So we're waiting outside the garage, and then out of nowhere, we see the doors of her car open up and she gets in.
Mm-hmm.
So we know we're in the exact right spot. We're standing there. And mind you, we're completely silent, completely frozen. My stomach drops to the floor. I've never felt so many emotions at one time. I was like so happy to see her, but I was also like so scared she was going to go right by us. And it was like sadness, happiness, anger, excitement, anxiety all at one time.
Yep.
I actually ended up getting the worst acne of my life that night.
Oh my God.
Because I had like been so stressed out. The car starts coming and we notice there's security guards walking in front of the car.
And they say, stay calm.
And they they made sure that we were pushed to one side.
Right.
And they're like, okay, you can't touch the car, you know that, or whatever. And I was like, yeah. And I'm literally just standing there. Car stops.
She rolls up.
Window goes down.
She's like, hi, can I get, do you guys want autographs or
maybe
pictures?
Maybe some pictures.
And we're just like, I'm stunned. I was speechless, literally.
Yes.
I was like,
Track 4 on the Fame Monster, speechless. But, so, we start going up one by one. Uh-huh. We get pictures and everything, so... With me, I was, what, third?
I think third.
She reaches her arm. Imagine this. She reaches her arm out the window with her $750,000 diamond heart engagement ring. They're no longer engaged. But she reaches out the window. I grab her hand, sobbing. The only words I got out was, Gaga, I love you so much. I had for 6 years planned what I wanted to say to her. And then the moment came, and I was like so overwhelmed, like, I couldn't. But I knew that she completely understood me. She held my hand, and I was looking at her, like, eye to eye. Mm-hmm. She had sunglasses on, but I could see her eyes through it. And she let me just sit there and cry. And I was like, oh, my God, this can't even be happening. Are you kidding? We're holding hands crying.
This woman is, like, right next to me, and I'm just like.
Yeah. So security starts yelling. They're like, one more picture. I'm like, what? That's me. I turn around. Jared's mom takes a picture while she's fighting paparazzi off with, like, one hand.
Right.
And, like, kids trying to cut lines. So she's literally taking my photo while, like, elbowing people out of the way. Craziest thing I've ever seen. But I had the album booklet in my hand at Gaga. I was like, do you want this signed? And I was like, no, 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 it's fine. Because security's yelling. Right. I can remember grabbing Eamon's wrist. And
You were like, just go.
In my head, I said to Gaga, I was like, this is my friend. Please meet him or something.
Yeah.
And I just threw you in front of her.
And I was so stunned. I actually took too many photos and she actually pushed me out of the way. She got mad.
He was taking selfies and she said, okay, next. And
just pushed me away. But I only took like one photo and I was just like, because I was just like, I kept staring at her. I was just like,
couldn't even believe what was going
on. I'm like, you're literally like right in front of my face right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's our story. And on this next tour, like, you can guarantee you will. If you cyberstalk us, you'll see us at a lot of shows and hopefully with her some more.
Gonna be a lot of stuff going down, that's for sure.
If you're looking for some fun nights out or nights that lead to stories like we just told you, there's a bunch of new shows coming up in our area. First is the annual Halloween Rave Freak Night. It's this Friday and Saturday at Tacoma Dome. Friday is Martin Garrix and Saturday is Zedd.
Ooh, exciting. R. Kelly is returning to the Xfinity Arena, an event in
Everett.
In Everett. it's actually on October 30th, so it's gonna be in
Sunday. Lady Gaga's duet partner and jazz legend Tony Bennett is also returning to the Paramount Theater in Seattle November 1st. We met him at that venue last time. That's a story for another day, though.
And also Jerry Seinfeld will be at the Paramount Theater November 4th.
Don't forget to follow Terrence Take on Twitter for everyday updates. That's at TerranceTake. Terrence Take is live again on November 10th. Don't forget to go out and vote. Election Day is November 8th. So the next time that we're here, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton will be president. We hope you had as much fun listening as we did here in the studio. And I'll see you here next time.
Bye.